This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The centenary celebration of the historic conversation between two of India's greatest spiritual and moral leaders, Sri Narayana Guru and Mahatma Gandhi, is underway in New Delhi. Addressing the centenary celebration, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that even today the meeting that took place 100 years ago serves as a source of inspiration for social harmony and the collective goal of a Vikasit Bharat.
Sri Narayana Guru ne virodh ki parwah nahi ki. Wo kathinaiyon se nahi dare, kyunki unka vishwas samrasta aur samanta mein tha. Unka vishwas satya, seva aur sauhard mein tha. Yahi prerna hame sabka saath sabka vikas ka rasta dikhati hai. Yahi vishwas hame us Bharat ke nirman ke liye taakat deta hai jahan antim paidan par khada vyakti hamari pehli prathmikta hai.
The historic conversation took place at Shivagiri Mutt on the 12th of March 1925 during Mahatma Gandhi's visit and centered around Vaikom Satyagraha, religious conversions, non-violence, abolition of untouchability, attainment of salvation, the uplift of the downtrodden, among others. The celebration has brought together spiritual leaders and other members to reflect upon and commemorate the visionary dialogue that continues to shape India's social and moral fabric. It stands as a powerful tribute to the shared vision of social justice, unity and spiritual harmony championed by both Sri Narayana Guru and Mahatma Gandhi. The announcement of a ceasefire between Iran and Israel has brought temporary relief to millions of civilians caught in the crossfire. U.S. President Donald Trump, who described the conflict as a 12-day war, said both sides had reached out to his administration almost simultaneously seeking peace. The ceasefire was declared after Iranian state media announced that a truce had been imposed on the enemy following what Tehran called a military response to U.S. aggression. The announcement came hours after Iran launched missile strikes targeting a U.S. base in Qatar, a retaliatory move that marked a major escalation and brought American forces directly into the regional conflict. In response to heightened tensions in conflict-affected areas in West Asia, 2,295 Indian nationals have now been brought home from Iran under Operation Sindhu. Ministry of External Affairs spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said 292 Indian nationals arrived in New Delhi from Iran's Mashhad on a special flight in the wee hours today. An Indian Air Force C-17 flight evacuated 165 Indian nationals from Israel under Operation Sindhu. The aircraft came from Amman to New Delhi this morning. The evacuees were received by Minister of State for Information, Broadcasting and Parliamentary Affairs Dr. L. Murugan upon their arrival in the national capital. Talking to media, Mr. Murugan said the passengers belong to 22 different states and they are all very happy to be back in the country.
Second aircraft from Israel came here. Almost 165 passengers are landed here. We welcomed them. And these 165 passengers from various 22 state peoples are there. They are all students and various work they are doing. Our government's priority, our Prime Minister Sri Narendra Modi's priority is to that wherever the war situation is there, or our Indians and our Indian diaspora peoples are struck to evacuate, our priority, our Prime Minister's priority to evacuate them to safely to our nation, safely to our country.
The benchmark domestic equity indices, Sensex and Nifty, were trading around 1.2% up in forenoon trade today, tracking global relief rally after U.S. President Donald Trump claimed a ceasefire agreement has been reached between Israel and Iran. The 30-share BSE Sensex surged 1,014 points to 82,911 and the NSE Nifty 50 jumped 311 points to 25,283 when reports last came in. In cricket, in the first test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy, India have set a target of 371 runs before England at Headingley, Leeds. And with that, we end this news bulletin.